This is like the universal New Year's Eve song, right?
I mean, in 1927.
1947.
Is that when
actually.
That came out?
Yeah.
No, it sounds that old.
Producer John, you know a lot about music, so you know that that is the quintessential New Year's Eve song.
I mean, it's the only New Year's Eve song.
That's
there,
not
there really
true.
Much. Like,
right?
Is there any others?
Yeah, there's a lot of them. So that was actually written, you've heard a million more modern versions, but that was from 1947. By Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians.
Good old Guy. Thanks for showing up, Guy.
This guy.
I Googled it, too, because, you know, I'm sure everybody wonders what does auld lang syne mean.
Yeah.
It's from a Scottish poem, and it means old long since, like times go by. So that makes sense, right?
Thank you, Canadians, for bringing us that Scottish information.
Right, via Scotland.
In 1947.
Mm. But Producer John, as a musician, you know that there's a lot of different New Year's Day songs, New Year's songs. So everybody hears this one, too, on New Year's Day.
Nothing changes on New Year's Day.
Yeah, but I don't think that's like an uplifting thing.
That's what I'm saying. It's about some weird, like, it's about, not weird, but like horrible, like war or something like
conflict.
That.
Right.
You know. Yeah, you too. Thanks, Bono, for ruining New Year's Day by making it all sad and serious.
Dang your messages.
New Year's Day and my iPhone.
Yep. But then
it's an old reference.
That's like three,
still on mine.
Years.
Still on mine.
I can't get rid of it off my iTunes music either.
Three phones later.
Yeah, no, all right. Me too. But then there's like a newer New Year's Day version, the Taylor Swift one, which me and my 13-year-old daughter love.
I want your midnights, but I'll be cleaning up bottles with you.
These are all. I'm sorry, man. These are all lame.
But isn't that all?
Let me be the one that rains on your parade. Those are all. Lame.
Well, maybe you'll like this one more, Raven.
Please.
Because this also plays in my house, not with my 13-year-old, but with my 4-year-old, the Baby Shark New Year's version.
Okay, let me hear it.
Bye-bye to this year. Hello, hello, New Year.
Honestly, I'll take that one over the other ones.
If you let that anywhere near my kid and he starts wanting to hear it all the time, me and you are going to be in a fight.
Put us back up louder, though, just so you can hear where it goes. Why do they always have to go back to the Baby Shark that gets stuck in my head for days and days?
Because Baby Shark is the star.
That's the closer. That's the big,
the star.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They open with that. They close with that. They play it a couple times in the middle. That's all they got.
That's
MJ.
Maker. That's right. Nobody cares about the rest of the Jacksons. Bring me out Michael.
So we put Producer John in charge of writing a New Year's song that would be uplifting and motivational for 2023. And Producer John, I'm going to be honest. When I started listening to this, I was like, yes! Heck yes! And then I was like, oh... All right.
Good.
Gotta have some realism.
Great review.
Here we go.
Celebration time. It's a brand new year. Troubles at an end. It's a brand new year. Set my goals and resolutions without fear.
Woo!
I'm feeling motivated. It's a brand new year.
Yeah!
I'll gather up my friends and we'll head out the door. We'll take some fireball shots and pass out on the bathroom floor.
Nice.
No.
Hung over the entire first week of this year.
It's a true story.
No.
Rethinking my life choices in this brand new year.
Oh,
every single
on.
Day.
Hangover anxiety is giving me the fear.
That real fear.
Gonna try dryuary in this brand new year.
I mean, it wasn't the direction I thought we were going. It was so optimistic and beautiful at the beginning.
It's nice that you're on that soapbox and pedestal. Can't wait to see you Saturday night on the floor.
Right.
Again.
Right. No, it's dryuary. You heard of dryuary.
Only counts Monday through Friday.